Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. This is The Transfer Wrap, and I'm your host, Nkululeko Nkeo. Our show today is packed with action. As always, we'll bring you the latest transfer news and insights happening right now in the world of football. We'll hear some fan opinions on the voice notes. The big question today is, can Mamelodi Sundowns turn things around in their Champions League group? They are currently bottom of that group. There is a lot of optimism from Masandawana fans, as you will hear from the voice notes. And finally, we'll give you a glimpse of the headlines making news in football right now and some exclusives from the latest Sokala Duma newspaper.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Yes, at Mamelodi Sundowns, I think they still have that chance to turn up the table. With the pace that Serino have on Tunila 4 on the other side, and not forgetting Jeremy Brocky, maybe they can just get a chance. Also, Themba Zwane is there to help them. Then I think Mamelodi Sundowns can do better and turn up the table and go through the CAF Champions Group to the knockout stages. I was speaking to Ubakin Nakedi from VAR.
Yeah, I was Pamela Lewis, so I want to respect. My Sundowns are boy, I'm waiting to chair, I mean. Spaces in the Lapazo in Missella, because second leg, let's see who. We live a father in this, keep a spinning, or Katsuso, or my bona. It was Turin, Melisboy. Masanda, one sharp, Cabuyelo.
Good afternoon, Sokala Duma. You're speaking, Amashudu Tara from Bramfontein. I think Mamelodi Sundowns will turn things around in their group, even though now they are lying at the bottom. If you can look at the match that they played in Togo, they had a lot of opportunities, just that the Togo goalkeeper was so outstanding. I think they will be boosted by the fact that Gaston Serino will be back, and then Anthony Lafour also, he is in a great shape. I think he will start the match, and he's a winner for Mamelodi Sundowns. As you saw him during the preseason match against Kaizer Chiefs, I believe Mamelodi Sundowns will turn things around. They're going to win two of their last remaining game and draw one and qualify.
Every Wednesday, you can get yourself a copy of the Sokala Duma newspaper for all the latest football stories and exclusive interviews with the players. Here is what was covered on this week's edition of the paper. Sokala Duma paper editor Vuyani Joni pens an editor's column on the Tendai Ndoro saga. The editor says the whole matter leaves a bitter taste in the mouth of football supporters. On loan, Baroka striker Emmanuel Letlotlo caught up with journalist Celine Abrams. In their chat, the young chief striker spoke about how the loan stint could benefit his development as a young player. And thanks to Puma, Celine Abrams got an exclusive interview with Mamelodi Sundowns midfielder Opa Manyisa, who talks about his first full season at the club. The former Orlando Pirates man also reveals why he needed to move to Pitso Mosimane's team. He also talks about the prospect of teaming up with his friend and former partner in crime, Andy Lejali, in the Downs midfield to revive their Bucks dominant partnership. And a former Ajax Cape Town youngster believes that the club brought the whole situation that they are in to themselves. Biva Nazo spoke to Bantu Mzwagali, who did not mince his words regarding his former club. And finally, on the Still In Touch, Lunga Adam continues his lovely conversation with former Pirates man James Mutibi, while on the In Touch section, Tuso Pala dishes out the dirt on his Super Sport United teammates. Catch all that great content and much, 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 much more on the latest Sokala Duma newspaper.
Hey, it's Thembo Kuhle Sibonise, it's Bob Mnyaka. Yeah, sometimes you can turn a corner, but it depends on Pitso Mosimane. If you start with Lafou, yeah, sometimes you can do it. I trust him.
My name is Ayanda Duma. Yes, I think sometimes got a better chance to come back on the Champions League, because if I can see the game on Friday, it's a definitely win for us. And then again on the next feature, if we're playing at home, definitely no doubts Sundowns can make it. I'm sure even they were at Casablanca.
The suspense of the upcoming season is hotting up as we draw closer and closer to a brand new EPSA Premiership season. In case you missed it, here are some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football in the past 7 days. The Premier Soccer League have issued a statement announcing that the EPSA Premiership will start on time next week after Thursday's court case involving Ajax Cape Town. The matter surrounding Tenda Indoro, which has now become known as the Ndoro Gate, has been dragging on for months now, with arguments being had over his eligibility. And Ajax took the matter to the High Court when it was decided that they would be docked points and consequently relegated. With a double withdrawal from the Urban Warriors in court on Thursday, the PSL confirmed that the league will go ahead as planned. And word reaching Sokola Duma is that Giovanni Solinas is looking to try and cut short Lorenzo Godinho's loan with Bloemfontein Celtic and have him return to the Kaizer Chiefs. Godinho signed a year-long loan with Siwelele in one of the most surprising moves of the transfer window in the last transfer window, with Steve Compella opting to rather use other defenders instead when he was still at Kaizer Chiefs. With Compella now at Celtic, sources have suggested that Solinas is eager to try and bring Godinho back to the club to add to their central defensive options as they go ahead into the 2018-2019 season. And some good news for Mamelodi Sundowns fans. Mamelodi Sundowns have confirmed that all supporters wearing Gabo yellow colours on Friday will be granted free access to the stadium. Sundowns will host AS Togo Port in the must-win encounter in the CAF Champions League group at the Lucas Masterpieces Moripe Stadium on the 27th of July on Friday. In addition, head coach Peter Musimane admitted that his side is under pressure to win the upcoming encounter and stressed that his side must win all their remaining home games in order to advance from the group, and we wish them the best of luck there. Moving right along, 2 months after his exit from Chippa United was confirmed by the club, Buyane Sally is back in training with the Chili Boys ahead of the upcoming Absa Premiership season. The 28-year-old did have a brief spell at training with the Bidvest Verds earlier this month after the Clever Boys showed an interest in signing him. However, it has since been reported that he has now returned to the team with whom he has spent nearly a decade. His agent, Vasily Barbes, confirmed his return, saying that they are waiting to hear from the Chili Boys CEO, Peter Kotrolis, regarding a contract for the player. And finally, Bidvest Verds are believed to have shown an interest in signing Ajax Cape Town goalkeeper Brendan Peterson after his move to Mamelodi Sundowns fell through. Masandawana are believed to have been on the verge of landing the 23-year-old shot stopper. However, the plug was pulled on the move after it emerged that they were also signing Riyad Peterson from SuperSport United, who has been subsequently announced by Masandawana. Peterson has just 1 year left to run on his contract in Cape Town, and the club will be aware of the fact that they have to sell him or risk losing him for free at the end of next season, something that may lead to them cashing in now. It is doubtful that the Clever Boys will match the offer put forward by Sundowns when it came to purchasing the goalkeeper. However, Ajax may be put into a situation where they accept what's offered or get nothing at all for his signature next year. Those were some of the stories that made headlines in the world of football. For more of them, you can check them out on www.sokoladuma.co.za.
Hi, I'm Omphemetse Mohotsi. We are from Mafike, and I'm here to comment about Mamelodi Sundowns based on CAF. Look, from my point of view, especially looking at the Mamelodi Sundowns squad, the experience they have, the players, the quality they have right now, I think it is very, very possible for them to go to the next stage, because look at experienced players like Lafour, Themba Zwane, Sumahoro, Nascimento in the back, and the best goalkeeper in Africa, Dennis Onyango. I think based on that experience, they can be able to turn the tables around if they focus and give it their all into this Champions League.
Yeah, it can happen, but they will be tough because the team that they are going to play against, also they are going to raise their socks. But to be honest, they give a tough for Sundowns with this Sugela Pimslin. If they can win on Friday, yeah, maybe. maybe they can change, turn things around. But for now, as things stays, it's still tough for them. Tough. Even if they can go through on knockout stages, yeah, I don't see them winning this cup this year.
Well, regarding transfers, there's been special developments happening throughout South Africa this week. Clubs have been signing, some have been releasing players. I'm now joined by Gracia Michael Simpson, who is the web sub-editor at sokalatuma.co.za, and Masebe Kuna, the legendary journalist who also works on the website Following Stories. Thank you very much for joining us, guys. Gracia, I'm very happy that you're joining us. You have something that happened at Orlando Pirates, which are interesting developments. Can you please elaborate a bit about what happened between Pirates and Chipa United? First, Tami Sangweni, we know he's a former captain of Chipa United, but Matlaba seemingly is refusing. What made him refuse the offer?
Well, as we all know, with regards to Orlando Pirates and Chipa United, there's been a long-standing relationship. Chipper has been somewhat of a feeder team for Orlando Pirates, and Orlando Pirates has always returned the favour to Chipper United with regards to when they release players. Chipper would always get first preference. So the news broke basically that Tamasanka Sangweni, Thabo Matlaba and Bernard Morrison were all moving to Chipper United. Only Sangweni is training with Chipper United. So they confirmed it in the week, and Bernard Morrison has now described the move as fake news on his social media. He has said that he did not sign for Chipper United. What the latest development is now that he's in search of a new club and looking at overseas opportunities. But yesterday afternoon, Chipper Mpengesi went to Twitter to say that he paid Bernard Morrison 24,000 rand. In lieu of a relocation fee to Port Elizabeth.
Yeah, I mean, there's also another interesting one that within this scenario, this story, this saga that made waves in terms of the Pirates fans reacting about this and also the Chipper United fans reacting about it. Bernard Morrison was given money to relocate 24,000, but he made a sudden U-turn calling the news fake news and that he's not joining Chipper United. What happened exactly there?
As far as we know at the moment is that talks behind the scenes broke down. But the thing is, we do understand that at some point it had to have broken down beyond a discussion, because it was confirmed that he was going to Chipper United. The flights were booked. Everything was ready. And then after that, it was just the deal is not happening anymore.
Well, I was very impressed that, you know, Matlaba, I consider him a national player, national team player. He's an incredibly strong left wing back. He's very good on both feet. Now, I'm baffled, by these developments. Were there any reports of him being unsettled at Orlando Pirates? Because, I mean, he's a very, very good player.
Well, that's the thing. I do agree with you there. I think it would have been an incredible signing for Chipper United if he had to go there. When the news broke, we were all very surprised by it, because was he on the list of players being released and so on? At the end of the day, I think that it would not be a good move to go to Chipper United from his personal development. He is an excellent player. I think he can, he will be able to be very wealthy for Pirates in the new season. I know that Pirates are still going to release more players. We don't know who at the moment. I don't think he's actually one of the players who should be concerned about possibly being released or put on loan.
Well, my lady, thank you very much for joining us and giving us that update. That was Gracia Michael Simpson, the web sub editor of sokaladuma.co.za. We're now joined by journalist Masebe Kuna. Masebe, thank you very much for joining us. I'm very, very happy to have you here. I believe you have something to update us about Issa Sarr. We know that he didn't feature much. I suppose you wrote a lot about that as a team of Sokaladuma journalists, that he wasn't playing when Orlando Pirates were in Zambia. Let's talk about him. We now know that he's no longer at Orlando Pirates. That is Issa Sarr.
Yeah, man. Issa Sarr has been one of the top players at Orlando Pirates. Has been with them like for the last 4 years. And I did read their statement when they announced that they've parted ways. You can clearly see from that he's one of the players they valued so much at the club, and they mentioned a lot about his professionalism and his contribution when they won trophies and stuff like that. So I think there's a reason behind that, behind parting ways with him. It's not just, yes, I agree that he didn't play that much last season under Micho and his technical team. But for the player that he is, to just let him go like that, I don't think it's about what he can offer and or what he can no longer offer. But the fact that they want to use his space, as a foreigner, yes, I think they want to create spaces. In fact, because they've also parted ways with Bernard Morrison. So you must remember that in that Brazilian, Zambian camp that you mentioned earlier, they had two players from Brazil there who were training with the team. From what we hear from speaking to people at Pirates, they are telling us that those two boys have impressed a lot. One of them is a defender and one of them is a goalkeeper. You know, as you know, that Pirates have been chasing Tulane Tlajwari from Vets, but they've been unsuccessful. It seems now that they want to sign that center back from Brazil.
Oof, it looks like it's interesting times ahead indeed. There is a former Mamelodi Sundowns, moving right along now, there is a former Mamelodi Sundowns player that is reported to be training at Kaizer Chiefs. It has now been confirmed that he's training at Kaizer Chiefs. Kaizer Chiefs have space at left back. Tell us about that player and what is happening at the moment.
Yes, I remember we broke that story that there was a possibility they were looking at bringing in Mzikayise Mashaba. We all know him. He has been at Sundowns. He did very well there. Our Chiefs later confirmed that yes, they have indeed welcomed Mashaba at the club. He's there training, being assessed by coach Giovanni Solinas and his technical team. You must remember what happened at the end of last season when Chiefs confirmed player movements. There was a surprise for many of us in football fraternity when they announced that they parted ways with two of their most experienced left backs in Tsepo Masilela and Sibusiso Khumalo, and they went on to sign an inexperienced player, Amwira, from APC Motsepe League as Buya Musutu.
Yeah, talking about Lihlogono Lomiro, I wasn't really impressed with him at the Shell Helix Cup and also the other preseason matches that he's played in. So it does look like Kaizer Chiefs need reinforcements in that department.
What I can tell you is a very good player. Mzikayise Mashaba is a very good player. One of those players who can play in different positions. I think he can fit in very well at Chiefs. Looking at their squad right now and the players they have, he would fit in and do the business for them.
Yeah, and before we let you go, two things that I need you to wrap up on. Judas Musiamedi went to Free State Stars from Cape Town City. How did that move come about? Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh yes, after the announcement by Cape Town City that they've signed Sipele Mthembu for Free State Stars, we were later informed that one of their players, Judas Musiamedi, a striker, has since moved to Free Stars, and according to what we have been told, it's a loan deal for now. As to whether it's gonna be maybe turned into a permanent move at the end of the season or not, we don't really know for now. But what we know is that Judas Musiamedi will be playing under coach Luke Emel at Free Stars this season.
And also, and I know that I'm stressing you now, and I'm keeping a lot of your time. Also, finally, in wrapping up again, Sipelele Mthembu, we know him from Kaizer Chiefs, Platinum Stars, Orlando Pirates. We now know that he's moved to the Cape. Talk to us about that move as we wrap up.
Look, Sipelele Mthembu, what I like about him is that he is a hard worker. Yes, in terms of the numbers, his statistics for an experienced player like him and having played for all the top clubs, I don't think he has done a lot in terms of scoring goals and all that, but in terms of his work rate and creating opportunities for his teammates, we saw at Free Stars, he helped a lot when they went all the way to win the Nedbank Cup. I think he's gonna do well at Cape Town City.
Well, thank you very much, Masebe. We really, really appreciate you being here and giving us, shining the light on these stories, giving us a little bit of more information about these stories. We thank you very much for your time, and also Gracia Michael Simpson, who broke down the Orlando Pirates Chipper United saga for us. Thank you very much, guys, for your time.
Good morning, Sokala Duma. This is Terence Pesopatana. Yes, Sundowns are a very capable team. They have quality. They have a good coach. You know, the technical team. You know, and again, coming from a win from the Shell Helix Cup, you know, they must continue the winning streak, because going to boost their confidence as well. You know, and well, I think the AS Togo game, it's the right time for them to change things around, you know, so that if they get a win, it's going to boost their confidence. And yeah, they're a very capable team. I believe that they can win, and they can avoid elimination, you know, from an early stage. But yeah, they're a very capable team. They have quality, and with Pizzo, he has boosted the squad. You know, bringing in Ali Meza is a very good player, and again Tony Silva is very good on the wing. And yeah, man, Brocky has just got back his confidence, scoring from the Shell Helix Cup. You know, they're very, very good team now, and Anthony Lafour also has brought in his A game. I believe that they can do it, and they will.
Yo, it's Marv here. Like, about the Sundowns thingy, the Sundowns question, regarding them turning their CAF position around. Well, I think they have a good quality. They have a good quality squad, a good coach capable of beating anybody in this African continent. So, yeah, I'm no Sundowns fan, but I believe that they can still go on to win this CAF Champions League, because they have quality, like players out of this world. Coach, well, anything is possible in the footballing world, but then when it comes to Sundowns, yes, I still believe they can go on and win it.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. As always, we hope you enjoyed it. Catch more content next week. For now, it is goodbye.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.